everyone. I'm Sachi. This summer, I participated in the City Assembly for high school students. It is an event my city has every summer, and I participated last year, too. Every year, about 30 students join the event for 3 days. This year, we made 3 groups, and each group talked about how to make our city better. I was in the agriculture group. On the first day, our group visited a farmer in our city. We helped him do some farm work and talked with him. We had a chance to eat the vegetables he grew. They were really fresh. He hopes that more people in our city will eat local food. After talking with the farmer, we became interested in the production and consumption of local food. This means buying and eating food which is grown and made in our city. There are many good things about the production and consumption of local food. When we buy food at a farmer's market, we know who grew it. If we have a chance to talk with farmers, we can learn how they grow food and how we can cook it. That can help us feel safe about the food we eat. Now I want to know where our food comes from and how farmers grow it. We should be more interested in the food we eat. The farmer also talked about the distance which food travels. If the food we eat comes from other countries, it travels a long distance. This uses a lot of energy and is not good for the earth. Look at the picture. This picture shows 2 different distances that soybeans travel. In the picture, the distance between the U.S. and the tofu factory in our city is 19,968 kilometers, and this produces 245.9 kilograms of CO2. The distance between the farm in our city and the tofu factory is 3.4 kilometers, and this produces 0.6 kilograms of CO2. I think we should eat local food made from the soybeans in our city. That is better for the earth because transporting food from the farm in our city produces less CO2 than transporting food from the U.S. Do you think choosing local food is good for the earth? I think so. When we eat local food, the distance between the place of production and the place of consumption is shorter. Next, please look at the graph. This graph is about Japan's food self-sufficiency ratio. This graph shows that in 1960, Japan's food self-sufficiency ratio was about 80%. In 2015, it was about 40%. The rest of our food comes from other countries. Japan's food self-sufficiency ratio has gone down. If we become interested in local food and eat it more, Japan's food self-sufficiency ratio may go up. The next day, our group talked about the production and consumption of local food. What can we do for our local food? We want people in our city to know more about our local food. So we think it is good to hold some events. We have some ideas. People living in our city will visit farmers in our city, work with them, and eat local food. We will also have a food festival and sell the fresh local food there. On the last day, we went to the city assembly and shared our ideas there. The mayor of the city agreed with our ideas. He said, "I like your ideas very much, and I'd like to use them." We were happy to hear that. I'd like to participate in this event next year again and try to do more to make our city better. Thank you for listening.